Firsto. All the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday the 11th of April. I hope you're well. Coming up.
Life is incredibly difficult. They spend a lot of their days looking for food and water.
Several children of Hamas leader killed in Gaza, and survey shows Irish people want an election and they want it now. Plus we'll have all of the news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, the majority of Irish people believe now is the right time for a general election. Amarach Research carried out the poll for News Talk earlier this week in the wake of Simon Harris being elected Taoiseach. News Talk's chief reporter Barry White has more.
58% of the Irish public think now is the right time to have a general election, instead of the government running its full term. And there is quite a gap between older and younger people when it comes to who wants to go to the polls. 73% of under 35s want a general election now. However, only 40% of over 55s want an election. 67% of the 35 to 44 age group want an election now, while this falls to 59% for those aged between 45 to 54. When it comes to geographical breakdown, 60% of people in Dublin want an election, while it's 57% in Munster and 52% in Connacht Ulster. 1,000 people were questioned for the poll, which was carried out on Tuesday to coincide with Simon Harris becoming Taoiseach.
A supreme leader of Hamas says the group will not give in to pressure after claiming 7 members of his family were killed in an Israeli airstrike. Ismail Haniya, 3 sons, were among those who died near a refugee camp in Gaza City this week. It comes as ceasefire talks continue, with US President Joe Biden calling for humanitarian aid.
The fact is that they're getting in somewhere in the last 3 days over 100 trucks. It's not enough, but needs to be more, and there's one more opening that has to take place in the north.
Amnesty International says the EU's new migration and asylum pact will lead to a surge in suffering for asylum seekers. Justice Minister Helen McEntee is welcoming the deal as an historic step to fairly and firmly address migration across Europe. Minister McEntee says it'll ensure those people who qualify for protection get it quickly, while those who don't are returned more efficiently to their country of origin. However, Fiona Crowley from Amnesty says it's a missed opportunity for the EU and Ireland.
It's shameful that the EU's institutions are signing an agreement knowing perfectly well that it will lead to greater human suffering for people fleeing conflict, persecution and economic security. And it's also, unfortunately, a missed opportunity to build a fair migration and asylum system that places people's human rights at the centre. They could have got this right.
There are calls for excise fuel hikes to be scrapped to help people deal with the cost of living crisis. The cost of petrol and diesel rose by 4 and 3 cents a litre this month, with a further increase planned for August. The tax take from fuel was just under €3.8 billion last year, despite cuts to excise duties. Independent TD for Sligo Leitrim, Marion Harkin, says petrol stations in the border region will be hit particularly hard by the hikes.
The Chancellor of the Exchequer in the UK has deferred an increase in excise and taxes. And that creates a huge price differential, which means that many of the 390 filling stations right along the border will not be able to sell either petrol or diesel.
Supporters of Julian Assange are marking the 5th anniversary of the WikiLeaks founder being held in a UK prison. On this day in 2019, he was dragged out of the Ecuadorian embassy in London after 7 years claiming asylum there and taken to Belmarsh prison. He's still fighting extradition to the US on espionage charges. 3 people have been shot and injured at an event in the US to celebrate the Muslim festival of Eid. Police in Philadelphia say around 30 shots were heard as 2 rival groups fired at each other. 5 people have been taken into custody, including a boy aged 15 who was shot by police. A decision to charge the late TV presenter Caroline Flack with assault is going to be reinvestigated. The Metropolitan Police in the UK say there could be new witness evidence, Simon English reports.
In December 2019, Caroline Flack received a caution after an incident with her boyfriend, Lewis Burton. But the Met Police appealed and the Love Island star was then charged with assault by beating. 2 months later, she took her own life at the age of 40. Her mother says she's lodged a fresh complaint and the Met's confirmed it's now looking at new witness evidence concerning the actions of officers who were involved in the appeal.
In entertainment news, a film based on Monopoly is going to be made and it'll be produced by Margot Robbie. Her firm, which also worked on Saltburn and Barbie, is working with Hasbro, the board games maker, and Lionsgate. Details about a storyline or release date haven't been given yet. And in sport, in golf, Rory McIlroy's latest effort to the Masters Green Jacket begins just before 4 p.m. Irish time. He's grouped with world number one Scottie Scheffler and world number five Xander Schauffele for the first round at Augusta. Shane Lowry will tee off just before 5:30. John Rahm begins the defence of his title at 3:30. Rory McIlroy says he hasn't changed his approach this week for the Masters.
There's no point in doing anything different this week compared to other weeks, I guess. So, you know, it was nice to, you know, I wanted to play quite a bit leading up to this just to feel like my game was sharp, or if it wasn't sharp, to try to get it in the best shape possible. And I feel like I made a, you know, a couple of good strides in that direction last week in Texas.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.